This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Burns United Methodist Church. Obviously, I'm not Pastor Will Morris. I'm Melba Taylor. I'm the elected lay leader at Burns United Methodist Church. Pastor Will had a death in his family and had to leave town for his family. But before he left, he consecrated and blessed the elements, the bread and the wine, so that it's legal for me to lead in this service and to offer the communion elements and for you to take them. Our Ghanaian friends from Ghana Wesley Fellowship are coming upstairs, so they'll be here in a minute. But welcome to our Tongan community and our Ghanaian Wesley Fellowship. And we hope that you will plan to stay afterwards for meet and greet time and meet one another while sharing some food and drink. Today is World Communion Sunday, and if you look on the back of your bulletin, it has the history of World Communion Sunday. I'm not going to read it. I wanted to highlight the last paragraph. In 2008, the World Communion Sunday offering totaled $1,028,865, which is an average of 13 cents per member. If every member gave $1, that would total more than $7.8 million. So the envelope in your bulletin is for that purpose, if you would so indicate. There's a few announcements that pertain to all of us, all three congregations. October 10th, which is next Saturday, there will be a cleanup day here at the church from 9 to 12, sponsored by the United Methodist Men. And we'll get all the winterizing done and get the church spruced up for winter. Also on October 24th will be a bowl-a-thon. The men's group are sponsoring a bowl-a-thon with the proceeds to go to Palaki Lokatua and his family. Anyone who'd like to sign up for that, it's from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. And you can see Don about registering for that. On October 16th and 17th is the lay speaking school for Metropolitan Mile High lay speakers. And it will be here at Burns. It will be in the evening, Friday, October 16th at 7, and Saturday from 8:30 to 5. And any this course, John Wesley emphasized the importance of the United Methodists putting faith and love into practice in their lives. So if you're ready to go deeper, we would invite anybody to take, there's a basic course, there's a refresher course, there's a course on lay speakers lead in prayer, and Ken Burvey is leading a class on delivering an effective sermon. So I would encourage any who might be part of that lay speaking course. There are registration forms out on the table in the narthex. Yesterday we had a clothing giveaway. Thank you so much for everyone who brought clothes and donated to the cause. There were probably 80 to 100 families who came through and took clothes. We had a lot of clothes, and we gave away a lot of clothes. And so we really thank you for the mission team. Thanks you for your participation in that. I have a sheet here that's with the Burns Youth Group who want to walk in the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk on October 18th. And there aren't any sponsors on here. So they really want to walk. So see Kathy Moton or one of the youth group after church and sign up to sponsor them. And as many people as can walk or can sponsor, or see her also if you want some of the little rice bags to fill with coins. Okay. I would like for you just to stand up and greet one another and say good morning to this beautiful day. Okay. I'm one of the worst ones for wanting to go around and visit everybody, so that welcome. There's maybe a little confusion. We are not having a community meal today, just a community reception in the fellowship hall, but we have lots of food. Our friends from Ghana and our friends from Tonga have brought in food, and we will share that in the meet and greet time in the parlor right after church.